So Laura, North End now looking to bounce back from that disappointing defeat against Blackburn with an away trip to Fulham.
Yeah, who are themselves in a little bit of a, not really so much a mess, I suppose tangle's probably a better description. I remember going to Fulham when North End were in the old third division, a la Division One now, and we won the third division championship that day. We beat Fulham 1-0, who were already promoted, so if it's the same result, it'll be happy days.
A very different side today, though, and they've got the likes of McCormack and Dembele, who scored 20 goals between them.
Well, McCormack's a top player, and if you recall, when he signed for Fulham, I think it's two summers ago, I think it was about £12 million, which, if you ask the championship managers at the time, they all went crazy because it just raised the fees on everybody. But he's done a really, really good job, and I'm really surprised McCormack's not been taken by one of their Premier League clubs, and obviously Dembele as well. So they've got some very, very good players. I don't know if Lonergan will be playing maybe, or maybe he's not in the team at the moment. But, yeah, it's a big task for us, especially after losing at home last week to Blackburn Rovers, of all people.
Yeah, I think Lonergan's out injured, so he won't be in contention. But Simon Grayson signed McCormack at Leeds for £400,000, so a snip at that point.
Well, yeah, a snip at that. And I hope Simon got a percentage of the sell-on. I'm sure Leeds did. Great thing about that maybe is that Simon might know his weaknesses. So maybe one of the likes of Huntington and that, Mike Clarke, will be able to have a word in his ear and put him off. But he is far too good a player for this league, most definitely. But that, you know, that's what North End are up against. I mean, I think on two occasions already this year when they played, certainly Hull and Derby, North End's wage bill is probably in the area of £6 million. I think Derby and Hull are at £26 million. So it shows you something about the enormity of, or the scale of the division in terms of players' wages, etc.
How much of a concern is the lack of goals? Joe got off the mark last week,
yeah,
but the strikers just aren't firing.
Massive. It's massive. Obviously, Beckford to come back as well, but we can't just rely on him. Lack of goals in any division is a major problem because we don't really concede that many. And I think Sheffield Wednesday only scored three against us all season. That was a late goal as well, the third one when we were pushing on. So that is a worry. What you can do to rectify, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously you've got a January transfer window coming up, so maybe Mr. Trevor Hemmings might be able to help us. But Joe scored, as you rightly say, against Blackburn last week. Hopefully that's the start of a run, but problem with the division is if you can't score goals, you're only ever going to be in the bottom six.
But they have at least been tight, or they've certainly tightened up since the beginning of the season. They went on that run where they got six clean sheets in a row, but now you're looking at the defence just being a bit disrupted again. Bailey Wright suspended, Callum Woods has picked up an injury.
Well, yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, even in the defeat by Sheffield Wednesday, we've been very, very competitive. And no one's really outplayed us. I think we've seen a couple of teams at Deepdale, and we looked at them, we kind of go, actually, they're a bit better than us, which is fine. Teams can be better than you, and you can still beat them. So it's just that kind of fine line between being difficult to beat, not conceding goals, but just creating chances. I think creation of chances is as big a story as lack of goals, because you can't have one without the other.
And just a quick prediction for Fulham-Preston.
Oh, my goodness. One each.